Information.
8:33 here on Quicks Land this morning. We feature Saving Dogs Four Paws at a Time, the third Monday of the month. Jim Whiting is in, along with Steve Bailey, SNP coordinator. We're going to talk to him here in just a moment about an upcoming clinic. But over the weekend, Jim, you had a 5K. How'd that go?
Oh, it went excellent. In spite of the dreary weather, we had a good turnout. We had 22 runners and just almost as many dogs as runners. So we started at 1 o'clock. Our best time was, I believe, in the 25-minute range.
Okay.
And it was a lady pushing a baby carriage.
Wow.
And she not only finished first, but she went back on the course and caught up with some friends that were running with her and finished the course again. So
good for her.
It was pretty neat.
Now, did the dogs run with the runners?
They did. They did. And everybody was dressed in Halloween costumes. We had a little costume contest. We had dogs and people dressed up as Little Red Riding Hood and Big Bad Wolf. Beetlejuice, Batman and Robin, Thing 1 and Thing 2. There were some really creative costumes, and we just had a good old time out there. One of the participants who came up from Columbia, I believe, had actually signed up for another run in Columbia over the weekend. And when he heard about our event, he canceled that and decided to come up and join us. So we appreciate that. Thanks to all our sponsors, participants, and volunteers and staff for making it a great event. We're looking forward to next year.
Well, that's terrific. Okay, so we've got coming up now, it's this weekend, right, Steve?
Yes.
That's a SNP kennel? Okay. Well, explain what SNP is.
Well, basically, SNP is the Spay-Neuter Incentive Program. And we work in conjunction with two of our local vets, Sugar Creek and Green Hills. And the whole idea behind it is for owners to be able to be responsible for their pets. There's a variety of positive reasons for spaying and neuter, health benefits and safety benefits for the animals.
Yeah, I think people just naturally go to, well, the reproductive aspect of it and not having as many puppies, kitties, but there's more to it.
Absolutely, yeah. More to it. Anybody that has an animal is probably taking it to the vet, which can become very costly, number one. But in addition to that, the health benefits behind spaying and neutering will actually help keep the pet healthier.
Mm-hmm.
In males, testicular cancer or male problems, and in females, the female problems that go along with that as well. It can increase their life expectancy. If you have a pet, one of the toughest things that you go through, and more frequently than we do with our two-legged family, is we lose pets, because of their life expectancies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the main thing that this does is allow us to keep the pets as long as we can and in as good a shape as we can.
So what will happen on Saturday? I guess is this at Orchland Farm and Home?
Sorry? It's at Orchland, okay. Farm and Home, and basically all of the funding for the SNP program comes through the form of either donations or fundraisers. And we will have a limited number of vouchers available, so it's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. Once they're gone, they're gone. We will be set up. We're scheduled for 10 until 2, but that could be shorter depending on the turnout that we have for people wanting the vouchers.
When they attend to get one of these vouchers, do they need to have their pet and some kind of proof?
They do need to have their pet with them. They need to have proof of address to show that they are Randolph County residents. We do take a picture of the pet. There's been problems in the past where some people tried to beat the system and bring a different pet in under the voucher, so we've got a pretty good handle on that now.
There's no cost, right?
Well, no, there is a cost.
There is a cost, okay.
And basically what the SNP program does is it affords people the opportunity to have their dog or cat spayed or neutered for half the price that it would normally cost them.
Okay.
They do need to bring that in when they pick up the voucher. We will accept cash, and we will accept debit or credit cards at the time that they pick the voucher up. There's a 90-day period of time that they have to use that voucher. If they don't use it within that 90-day period of time, it's basically they've spent money for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay. So yeah, you don't go ahead and make the appointment that day, but you're responsible for getting it done.
They
90-day period.
Right. They okay. have all the contact information. Mm-hmm. They choose the vet that they're going to take their animal to at the time of the event. It's right there on their voucher. So within that 90-day period of time, they need to call and schedule an appointment at that particular vet for the spaying or neutering.
This is for dogs and cats?
Dogs and cats.
Okay. All right. So that starts at 10 o'clock Saturday at the Orscheln Farm and Home parking lot. Get there sooner rather than later. Try to get your voucher. Go ahead.
One thing I'd like to mention, the Saving Dogs for Positive Time Rescue, we depend entirely on fundraising events and donations. So if you kind of keep an eye out when you're out and about in town we have some canisters that will be set out where you can just drop, you know, loose change or whatever you feel like donating to the program into that container, and it'll definitely go to a worthwhile cause, whether it's for SNP or adoption or, you know, just helping us in the community do what we need to do. In assisting
sure.
the Moberly Animal Shelter and people that are having situations with their pets.
Well, the minute you take in a dog to rescue, Jim, the cash register rings, right?
It absolutely does.
You gotta care for it.
Yeah, every dog that we bring in, we have to do medical examinations, behavioral assessments. You know, any dog that is available for adoption has been spayed or neutered.
Mm-hmm.
They're up to date on all their vaccinations. They're microchipped. So, you know, this all costs money.
Sure. No.
And we count on donations and the kind-heartedness of people who love animals to help us out.
And the events that you have, like your 5K. So if you get out and support
exactly.
those things, you are supporting the organization.
Exactly.
Right. How'd we do, Steve? We get her covered Saturday?
I think we got it pretty well.
All right. So get out there. This is a great opportunity. Save a little money. Be responsible with your pets and take advantage of this program.
Yes, SNP. Sir.
All right. You have another event coming up at the Macon Orscheln Farm and Home November 9th. What is this?
Yeah, we're going to do our best to confuse everybody on locations and dates.
That's all right.
Orscheln's in Macon,
okay.
November 9th, which is a Saturday, two weeks after the SNP event. It's an adoption event and microchip clinic. We're going to have our adoptable dogs there for people to look at and interact with and see which ones are best for people who visit us. You can bring your pets, again, dogs or cats, for a microchip, a low-cost microchip. Vets generally charge anywhere from $40 to $50 for a microchip. Our fee is $30 at these events. It's a lifetime registration, a one-time fee, so... I have four dogs of my own. They all have microchips. It's definitely an advantage. I've heard of dogs being returned to their homes from several states away because of a microchip. So I encourage everybody who has a pet to get it chipped and to come visit us on Saturday, November 9th in Macon at Orscheln's, and we'll be happy to accommodate you and let you play with our dogs.
All right. What was the time there?
That begins at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Until 2 p.m.
All right. November 9th. So you're expanding into Macon a little bit.
We are.
So yeah, talk about that. I mean, I was.
We have primarily
your mission
been,
is growing.
It is. And anybody who's listening in Macon this morning, if you want to volunteer, we'll certainly entertain your application. But yeah, we're the only state licensed rescue north of Columbia and between Kirksville and Hannibal. So we cover potentially, you know, tens of thousands of square miles of land. Mm-hmm. We focus mainly on Randolph County because that's where we all live. We do have volunteers in Macon. We have some fosters in Macon, as well as other outlying areas. And anytime we can be of any assistance to anybody in our surrounding counties, we're happy to help. We want to get our name out there. We want to visit with people, not just in Randolph, but the more animals we can help, you know, the better we accomplish our mission.
Okay, need to wrap up, but we want to do an update on a story that we've been following regarding some abused dogs in Brunswick, right?
Yeah, back at the end of May, when the flood, Brunswick was basically underwater for a while, there were 12 animals, three dogs and nine cats rescued by the city of Brunswick, and they contacted us to find accommodations for these animals, which we were able to do. As a result, there were charges brought against the owner of the animals, 12 counts of animal abuse because of the horrible conditions they were living in. We have spent from last May until just the end of September working with the prosecutor and the court system. And on the 24th of September, the case was resolved. Charges the owner pleaded guilty. And as a result, she relinquished all the animals to our care. So we now own the animals. Some have already been adopted. There is one or two that are still under medical care, but they'll be fine. But they will all eventually be adopted and through Saving Dogs for Paws at a Time. So watch our website, our Facebook page for updates on that.
Okay. So a happy ending for those dogs.
Absolutely.
Jim, Steve, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Brad.
Appreciate it.
And again, you got that SNP clinic coming up this Saturday at Orchardland Farm and Home in Moberly starting at 10 o'clock.
Did you know only 9% of people in this country have owned